Hello, Paul. How are you?
All right. So did you talk to him?
I did. I got in touch with Zach. I was wanting to look over some things for the property before I called you back. But basically, he spoke with the attorneys and spoke with the county. The Belfield property, we're not too interested in that property anymore, to be completely transparent with you. But the Bighorn property, we still have a lot of interest in. But after talking to the county, I would like to renegotiate our offer with you.
On what?
On the Bighorn Road property. So after talking to Zach, our attorneys, and the county, I'm looking to renegotiate at about $3,500 for the land.
Well, just leave it. I just keep that one.
Okay. I completely understand.
I'm not going to let it go for $3,500. I pay more taxes than that.
Well, what would be a number that's closer to there that you would go for?
That's 2 acres of land. That's 2 acres.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, do he want the other one or what?
No, he's no longer interested in the Belfield property, just the Bighorn.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to let it go for that. Okay? Thank you.
Would you be interested in letting it go for
$4,500? No, I'll let it go for... You talk about Bighorn or Belfield? Which one?
Bighorn.
I had to go for $650, something like that.
I don't think I can get him to go for that, but one more time, I'll give you an offer for $5,000.
Huh?
He won't take it six, but I'll offer $5,000. That'll be my final offer today.
$55, I'll let it go. Okay?
$5,000 is all that I have for it. But Paul, I understand if that's not going to work for you, then I can send you over a release of our agreement. But if you want a day to think on it, I can give you a day to think on it too.
Give me 50. You said 5. Let's meet somewhere in the middle. Okay.
Well, I said 3,500, and you said 6, and I came up to 5. But that's as high as I'll go.
Yeah, I got it. So y'all don't want it. Just the bottom line, you don't want it.
Unless I can get Bighorn for $5,000, then we won't be able to take it today.
Oh, okay.
Paul, you don't have to give me an answer right now, but if you want to call me tomorrow and let me know, then we'll finalize things then.
No, what I'm saying, I said 55. I let it go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All I can do is 5,000.
I mean, we talking about 2 acres of land.
I know.
And I don't go down there no more. So.
Paul, I would love to take this property off your hands for $5,000. But I'll let you think about it for the night and then call me.
I'm not going to think about it. We're going to make a decision now. You can come up a little bit. You can come up a little bit. You know you can.
Zach didn't want me to come up from 3,500. I can talk him into 5,000, but I can't talk him into any more than that.
Go 53, and we call it a deal. All right? That ain't that much more money. All right?
Paul, I don't have permission to offer you more than $5,000.
Right. Call me back today. You call me back after y'all think about it, we'll do the deal today. All right?
Okay, I'll give you a call back this evening.
Well, don't tell me you won't call me and don't call me. You can call me and say, you know, something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I will call you.
All right. Call me before I go to therapy. What time can you call me back?
I will call you back at 4 p.m.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Paul.